This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, hour number two. And I am looking at the clock while I'm looking at my articles. And I am way behind because of all the sidebars I go into. So I'm going to try to spend more time on articles this second and last hour and more on articles and less on my comments. Okay, next article. Guatemalan protesters welcome Kamala Harris with Trump won, go home signs. You can't make this stuff up. Again, my disclaimer, published articles in the public domain. Next, China built the equivalent of more than one large coal plant every week in 2020. Let me repeat that. China built the equivalent of more than one large coal plant in every week in 2020. So for those of you who are green, and I trust me, I'm more green than 99% of Americans because I live off-grid. I even use my gray water to flush my toilet. Everything is recycled here. So how come these greenies aren't talking about China for this Green New Deal, for all this green harvesting and all this BS? It's not about climate change. Climate change is a buzz phrase tool to take down America. It's propaganda. We need practice what you preach laws. If China is so great, why are they doing this? Same with India. Why are all these so-called developing countries, which China is not, they're on par with us. Why are they getting exemptions in all these treaties? Okay, see, sidebar, I got to stop that. Next, Hunter Biden claimed he didn't know his baby's mama. Turns out she was on his company's health insurance plan. How can you not know who your baby mama is when she's on your health insurance plan? Yes, that pause was for effect. We are now living in a Twilight Zone 1984, the town of Stupidville. Next. Biden's DHS, its Department of Homeland Security, is flying single adult male border crossers into U.S. cities, unvetted, probably military-age men. I want you to wrap your head around that. Next, the U.S. military will be using Chinese-made drones. I want you to think about the traitors that we have in our midst that is allowing this with the hacking of technology today. What could possibly go wrong? Next, Deutsche Bank warns of global time bomb, in quotes, coming due to rising inflation. Traders bet on return of $100 oil, and China and Russia is increasing their gold reserves rapidly. That's one of the reasons I went off into one of those tangents about the Bank of International Settlements talking about the net stable funding requirement and making gold a tier one asset because of an over-leveraged, basically corrupt, manipulated futures market, COMEX market, paper contracts and naked shorts. We the people have no hedge for a falling dollar or less purchasing power for our dollar. So we need to create a system, especially in our red states where the governors make silver and gold legal tender and it be revalued instead of being manipulated and kept the price kept down. We need to have a plan B. The little people don't have it. I've given thousands of examples over the years how the big guys get the welfare for the rich. They do the money shuffling, the creative accounting. They get away with murder. We don't get away with anything because we don't have plan Bs. This is our plan B. This is our opportunity right now. Next, Russia's $186 billion sovereign wealth fund dumps all dollar assets. Okay, I'm sure everybody in this audience has heard about that and read about that in the last several days. Russia is dumping all U.S. dollar assets. I want you to think about this, folks. That's what happens when you print. That's what happens when you install politicians who are not duly elected. That's what happens when you pay off your donors and your sponsors and your special interests. That's what happens when you take your manufacturing and productivity and jobs out of the country. You lose consumer confidence. You lose faith. Okay, here I got to shorten my comments here. Next, Baltimore City homicide rate surpasses 2020 rates for gun violence. Now, this is a Democrat-run city where they're supposed to have gun laws. Baltimore City already surpassed last year's homicide rates. And I've mentioned many articles in many of these Democrat cities where murder, suicide, rape is going through the roof. Next, Japan, the country with the longest human life expectancy in the world, also has the least number of vaccinated people, not just for COVID, but for everything. Just keep that in mind. And I'm going to get to healthcare, hopefully, if I have time. Next, Supreme Court declines to hear case on military draft for women. It's because when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for these phony words like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, you destroy your country. Next, 83% of U.S. companies will not require vaccinations. Next, Kemp criminally certified election results he knew was fraud. Same thing with the Arizona governor. See, we don't just talk about Democrats. We don't just talk about all this phony benevolence. We talk about rhinos and neocons, too. Next. Evidence coming out on Georgia, 17,400 missing ballots would have put Trump in the lead just from those missing ballots. Can't make this stuff up, people. Next. The current voting machine code in the U.S. was designed to allow certain chosen ones, politicians, a win to rule over people. This is from Jovan Pulitzer. Next. Gates, Warren Buffett team up to build advanced nuclear plant in Wyoming. So let's have another Chernobyl in Wyoming. With all this hacking, 1 week of the energy grid being gone, even though they do probably back these up with generators. If the energy grid goes down for a week, these all turn into Chernobyl. What could possibly go wrong? Next. The U.S. government, playing God, funds geoengineering, a controversial deadly backup plan to alter the Earth's atmosphere. You're paying for it, people. Next. Factory farm meat more likely to be contaminated with antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Decentralize. Raise your own animals. Grow your own produce. Build skill sets. Move to the country. Next. Prosecutor claims Capitol riot caused $1.5 million in damages, while the BLM Antifa riots cost over $2 billion. You can't make this stuff up. See, this is what false flags is all about. We've given so much evidence about the Capitol riots being false flags. This video, I've seen the video, where black garb Antifa are taking their clothes off or putting different color blue and red shirts on top of their black costumes. You can't make this stuff up. There's video evidence of this. And certain actors who have been admitted to Blantifa, who have basically started the Capitol riots with the police opening the gates and letting them in, and the magnetic doors opening up. This was all planned, people. There's so much evidence that we've talked about. Next. U.S. News, neither legal nor constitutional. Virginia teacher who was put on leave for opposing gender pronoun rules sues the school district. People, get your kids out of the school. Get your neighborhoods together. Get them out of public government schools. Create a homeschooling network where you have people who have 15 years of successful private experience, not teaching theory, but practical experience, can teach your kids. And always have a parent in the room. This isn't rocket science, for Pete's sakes. Next, Kamala Harris hands out cookies with her face on them. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, I wish I had more time. Oh. Next, job numbers released for the second straight month. The results do not meet expectations. This is what happens when you don't have proper, legitimate work. This is what happens when you're paying people in fiat currency and there's loss of faith in the currency. This is what happens when you print money hand over fist. Next, Democrats loot and vandalize Minneapolis. Next, U.S. Postal Service employee pleads guilty to dumping 2020 ballots. You can't. This whole November election is null and void, people. It's null and void. Go to Mike Lindell's site that we talked about earlier in the broadcast, please. Next, San Francisco Police Department seeks help to solve crime, but blurs the face of the suspect who lights this woman's hair on fire because his skin pigmentation didn't fit the narrative. You can't make this stuff up. We're living in joke town. Next, semi-automatic weapons found coming through the southern border hidden in couches and furniture. What do you think that's about, folks? See, this whole government system breeds and incentivizes, not to mention big corporations, and cultivates and grooms and rewards individuals and debts to corporations to greedy, corrupt cowards, seditious traitors who are self-serving and only want to feather their own nest. Beware of the word expert. Beware of the word official authority. Beware of the word public servant. It is now all a joke. Everything is about lies. It's about redefining laws, which we basically have none of it. It's enabling big corporations and using groups and people against each other for the purpose of the elite and the ruling class to gain leverage over the people. Never vetting people, never vetting anything, creating a world of plausible deniability, excuse behaviors, group anything, fraud, control, caste systems, corrupt government and propaganda over truth and fake transparency. That's a mouthful, but that's the world that we live in today. We have to start calling it out. And we have to start with all these meetings. We have to have freedom meetings. We have to have ideas and solutions conferences. Okay, Aaron, going into tangents again, Rich. All right, next. Facebook could be held liable for auction actions and correspondence with Dr. Fauci. Everybody should.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, I'm going to shortcut my articles a little bit here, and I'm going to just mention a few in the general category and then start morphing into healthcare here because I just have so much information. And as usual, I'm not going to get to it all, but that's okay. I'll get to as much information for our listeners as possible because our job right now is to wake the people up to the corruption, to the manipulation, and to give ideas and solutions as well. Okay, next article. Revealed the federal government funneled $123 million and Pentagon funneled $39 million to Dazex Eco Health Group Alliance, which funded the coronavirus research in Wuhan. Can't make this stuff up. Next, assets hidden from FBI and CIA because of suspected Chinese spy infiltration. See, this is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Nobody's doing their job. That includes all of our three-letter agencies. No one is doing our job. Just like all these unvetted illegal aliens or immigrants, whatever you want to call them, coming over the border, all we need to do is have citizens arrest the lawyers and judges who have been pro-immigration, pro-unvetted illegal immigrations, and the citizens, the American people, we the people, arrest these lawyers and judges, and we try them. That's what needs to happen, because the whole system is corrupt. And that's especially true when any family member has a person murdered or raped or anything against the law, the judges and lawyers who are pro-unvetted illegal immigration need to be arrested by the people. Next, UN, US, Facebook, and Smartmatic executives conspired together before the 2020 election, and many of the same individuals are trying to derail the 2020 election audits that's taking place right now. Can you connect the dots, folks? Corruption. Fraud. Next, critical race theory. New York City psychiatrist tells Yale audience she fantasized about shooting white people. And I read another article about her response on this. She says that it was taken out of context. How do you take that out of context? All right, I got to move on here. OSHA caves to big pharma, says employers who don't need to report COVID vaccine injuries after all. I remember mentioning an article a couple weeks ago where OSHA was saying that employers are going to have to be accountable for their damages. Well, they just caved. That's what's called being bought and paid for. That's called being blackmailed. That's called selling out your country. OSHA, there's no credibility in anything. OSHA, CDC, FDA, it's Fauci. There's no credibility left. They're not authentic. There's no credibility. They're gone. Next, response to Fauci emails proves everything is fake. Narrative management trumps reality, and those in power just use. See, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Next, Arizona has two times the undocumented federal-only voters than Biden won by. Because Biden supposedly won, and that word is in quotes, by about 10,000 votes in Arizona. Well, apparently Arizona still has over 21,000 federal-only voters who cannot prove that they are a citizen or that they even exist. They're not in the MVD system, and all that they need is a bank statement, which can be easily doctored up to get a ballot. So this whole thing is a fraudulent scam. It's a joke. You should see the numbers from, I mean, Maricopa County alone is over 13,000 of these federal-only votes. Arizona is just two states in the U.S. that requires proof of citizenship when requiring to vote. But the loophole is this federal-only ballot. It's a scam, folks. This President Trump won this by a landslide. And did you hear that the DOJ was going after a Trump supporter, a triple amputee, instead of going after voter fraud? You can't make this stuff up, folks. The whole system is bought and paid for. It's corrupt to the core. Next, New York City paid 114,000 highly compensated public employees earning over $100,000. People. I mean, thermostat repairman, $200,000, $213,000 for electrician, plumbers, $290,000, and they get bailed out.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After visiting Guatemala Monday to discuss ways of helping the United States border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris will be meeting with Mexico's president Tuesday. A Minneapolis couple and their neighbors have filed a lawsuit against the city and its mayor, alleging that both parties have failed to keep residents safe amid a spike in crime over the past year. The lawsuit accuses the city of operating outside a charter that requires a minimum threshold of police officers per citizens in Minneapolis. Crime in Minneapolis continues to rise. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he lived. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to a hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained, and that's a month-to-year process. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before, and it comes about by training the virus in the laboratory.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. Well, given all that, that meant that they had actually, China had done an investigation that basically settled the question. What they didn't know at the time was that China was basically hoping that would turn out to be true. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market, and that's been dismissed. So the very premise on which these scientists wrote their letters was been demolished. But not just that, but a paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double sig.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. This is the last half hour. I'm just going to try to rapid fire as much as I can these articles published in the public domain. And the next article here, Georgia update. Ruby Freedom, who jammed suspect ballots into voting machines multiple times on election night, was subpoenaed. So think about that. Was subpoenaed. So this proves that the whole system is rigged. Ballots, machines, all these voting abnormalities. The process is fake. Government's now totally illegitimate. And it's not just a consolidation of power, money, control. It's a consolidation of freedoms and liberties that are being gone from the people. We are now subjects ruled by the very few elites who basically bought and paid for the media, the politicians, the lawyers, the judges, law enforcement, especially including the DOJ, the FBI, and other intelligence agencies. Work, rule of law, polls, voting, governments, big corporation, accountability, truth, everything is 100% illegitimate. College degrees, SAT scores, opportunity. We now have no protection or transparency or rights or restitution under the rule of law for the little people. That means we are losing control of our own destiny. In other words, you are being disenfranchised, people. You better start doing something about it. And I don't mean violently. I mean using the rule of law, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution that over a million combat soldiers died so we can live free. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because of my lack of time here, I'm going to go into healthcare. I'm just going to step into it. It's so hard not to comment on these things, folks, but I'm going to go through as many as I can. Next article, CDC caught removing COVID vaccine injury reports from VAERS. And of course, VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And apparently the vaccine from Pfizer was removed by the CDC. So there's no authenticity anywhere. You know, it basically was a two-year-old child who died after receiving a Wuhan virus from Pfizer, and the case that was reported to VAERS was later removed by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's all a joke. There's no credibility anywhere. Everybody's bought and paid for at the highest levels. Okay, next article. Fauci secretly briefed world leaders that COVID-19 escaped Wuhan lab in early 2020. Think about what I'm saying. Next, Health UK records have zero COVID deaths, but the pro-lockdown advisor was told to shut up. See, this is all about the reset, folks. You're all being played. You're being conned. This is what happens when people don't do their jobs. This is what happens when you lower the bars of expectations for a job, especially based on what group you're in. It's all meant to delegitimize work, delegitimize value, give free lunch to the elite while they're changing the rule of law with precedence, while we have more wealth inequality, and we're protecting the most corrupt institutions and businesses in the world, never mind the country, and we're getting back divide-and-conquer strategies, all because there's too many people that think it's all about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. You're being played. You're being conned. You're being duped. You're being used to take down your own country. See, it's so hard for me not to go into tangents. Next, Fauci busted. Top immunologist was told two drugs could help curb the spread of COVID-19, but he ignored it to push vaccines. And, of course, one of those drugs was HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. Next, new book brainwashes kids to get the vaccine. Next, Fauci emails shows clear collusion with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. How come these people aren't in prison? They're talking about kicking them off their jobs. If you or I did any of these behaviors, any individual, any small business, any household, we would be in the who's gal for the rest of our lives. Next, Dr. McCullough sounds the alarm on COVID jabs. All COVID-19 vaccines produce the dangerous Wuhan spike protein. Next, 17-year-old suffers rare heart condition following Pfizer jab. CDC is investigating. Investigating today is code word for cover up. I mean, I got to try not to go into tangents here. Next, two top World Health Organization official thanks Dr. Fauci in an email in April of 2020 for insisting COVID was naturally occurring when both men knew it was a lie. How come these people are walking the streets? Unbelievable how corrupt this country is. Next, vaccine poses heart inflammation risk for young men. Next, Huge new email shows Dr. Fauci was told in January 2020 the coronavirus looked engineered. It's in the Fauci email. Next. Email shows Dr. Fauci knew in March 2020 that 99% of Italian COVID facilities, fatalities, had other illnesses. We've talked about comorbidities in many broadcasts. Next, Canada launches vaccine injury support program after granting Big Pharma total immunity for COVID vaccine lawsuits. Guess who's paying for that, Canada? You, the taxpayers, through taxation, through cost shifting, through inflation. That's right. Next. Horrifying studies reveals mRNA vaccine nanoparticles are circulated throughout the entire body, including brain, heart, liver, ovaries, testes, and more. Again, these are published articles in the public domain. I'm not making this stuff up. Next. Researcher who funded Wuhan lab admitted to manipulating coronavirus and thanked Fauci for dismissing lab theory publicly. This is all fake. This is all set up. Next, woman expresses regret after J&J COVID vaccine triggers potentially deadly blood clots in her lungs, stomach, and brain. Next, German judge declares masks are harmful. Warns that masks are illegal. We've talked about this. Hypoxia, hypercapnia, all the long list of psychological and physiological disorders from masks, bacterial pneumonia, gum disease, that's the bacteria is closely associated with heart attacks and strokes. We've talked about all this. I'm out of breath talking about it. Next. In 2020, Indian scientists discovered COVID-19 was engineered with AIDS-like insertions. Email shows Fauci called it outlandish at the time. So they had to withdraw all the studies. Well, look at all these people who are conspiracy theorists where everything's coming true. Look at all the preppers who are doing what they're doing, and they were all considered to be radical. Look at everything is coming true. That's why the powers that be are always coming out with these words, radical, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. You know, the isms, the ists, the phobes, the antis. They do that for a reason, to shame you, to shut you up. They want submissive conformity. They do not want you to be American. They do not want you to be free. But they want free lunch for themselves. Next, absolutely not safe and not effective. FDA and CDC lied about vaccine efficacy to obtain emergency authorized use. How does any of these institutions have credibility? FDA, CDC, NIH, never mind Fauci, they're all, you can't believe a word these people in an institution say, not a word. Next. At least 40% of the NIH and FDA employees have not taken the vaccine. It's unbelievable the hypocrisy and double standards of the institutions that make you do certain behaviors, but they don't do it themselves. They need to be called out. Next. Smoking gun. Fauci lied. Millions died. Fauci was informed of hydroxychloroquine's success in early 2020, but lied to the public despite science. Science means nothing, folks. Experts mean nothing because everybody's bought and paid for or blackmailed. Everybody in these institutions, they mean nothing. There's no official authority left. They're done. This is what happens when you don't do your job. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card. That's what happens. Next, pro-vaccine Canadian researcher warns Canadian vaccine spike proteins are killing people. We made a big mistake, unquote. That's called setting up plausible deniability. Next. More than 10,000 vaccinated people catch Wuhan coronavirus, leading to many questions if vaccines really work. If you're taking the vaccine to prevent from getting a certain virus, How come you're getting it? How come these island communities and these little countries who are highly vaccinated are getting all these coronaviruses? Why? Next, heart inflammation in COVID-19 vaccine recipients seen across the U.S. Next, the COVID-19 vaccine itself is creating more virulent variants that may decimate the vaccinated sheeple. Imagine my shock. Next, COVID-19 lab origins prove vaccine spike proteins are Chinese military biological weapons funded by Fauci and designed to kill. No, that, what's wrong about this article, it's not funded by Fauci. It's the monies are released by Fauci. It's funded by you, the taxpayers. Next, Chinese government scientists filed COVID vaccine patent before pandemic began. He was mysteriously found dead 3 months later. Let me repeat that to you, please. Think about this. Connect the dots here, people. Chinese government scientists filed the COVID vaccine patent before the pandemic began and was mysteriously found dead 3 months later. Is that suspicious, people? That was more than a rhetorical question. Next, Arizona resident Marty Logan details how his mother died from the jab, and the autopsy evidence shows this. Next, French ambulance man and nurses alert massive increase in deaths following the shot. Next, virologist who told Dr. Fauci coronavirus was likely engineered and got paid after backtracking on claims, and he just deleted 5,000 tweets and deleted his account entirely. So the virologist who told Dr. Fauci this was likely engineered, and then he got paid and backtracked on claims, he's deleting all these accounts and tweets. Not too suspicious, folks? Connect the dots, please. I'll be...
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today, this Tuesday. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And the theme of the day was basically, well, this is the consequences of what happens when we lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And it's totally destroyed our country in every way. We're literally living the consequences of inaction towards political correctness, and that's what's put us in this position. So I'm going to go back to a few more articles about healthcare, and the broadcast will be done in a matter of a couple minutes here. Again, I want to thank you very much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Next, political Stanford epidemiologist says Fauci's credibility is entirely shot. Now, I can take the rest of this broadcast and just laugh. Just laugh. Because everybody's, for anything to do with government institutions and big corporations, NIH, FDA, CDC, all the things we talk about, there's no credibility. There's no experts. There's no official authorities. They're all a joke. Next. It's worse than we thought. Fauci and top U.S. doctors caught. They conspired to disqualify hydroxychloroquine as COVID treatment, and millions died of result. How can all these people die? Never mind in the nursing homes what these blue state governors did, murdering tens of thousands of old people. How come these people are so-called leaders? They should be in prison. How are they walking the streets? How? This is what happens when people don't do their job. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you demand no protection, rights, or restitution for the people who are targeted. You have no check on runaway power and liability, immunity, and wealth inequality to the worst people. Again, giving the elite free lunch. Next. Fauci project leader confesses to creating gain-of-function and the MSM is in full damage control. That's code for cover-up. And Dr. Fauci's boss refutes his claims about Fauci, admitting the NIH was funding the Wuhan lab and they had no control over what they were doing. Well, I say let's get rid of 90% of government, especially government workers, and especially especially big corporations. Let's have laws of excess so people can survive. Never mind prosper. Survive. Next, CDC given $1 billion to push COVID vaccine propaganda funded by the very same taxpayers that's being damaged by the vaccine adverse events. Never mind deaths. That's you, people. You, the taxpayers. Funded $1 billion given to the CDC for propaganda. Next, Dr. Judy Mekovits warns spike protein vaccine injections may kill 50 million Americans. Next, former Pfizer VP Dr. Yeadon, governments lied about the virus vaccines to force them to take it. Next, Dr. Sellum, the CDP has completely infiltrated America's bio labs and Pentagon. How dangerous is that last article? This is what happens when you don't do your job. This is what happens when we let political correctness be our god. A feudal system with government help, this is called corporate feudalism, and replaces everything logical, legal, with big corporations and big government with no accountability, again, consolidating all power, money, and control. You know, when I worked for GlaxoSmithKline, they told me I couldn't get a job because I wasn't female. I was asking for a demotion. I contacted 30 different attorneys. They told me that I didn't have enough group self-pity points. These are quotes. I didn't have enough victim group status. These are attorneys telling me this. One attorney told me, well, several attorneys told me, if I was a female and the same thing happened to me, if I was female, I would have had a $10 million lawsuit settlement by the end of the day. Now, I want you to think about who's doing their job, and I mentioned some of these articles. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released live polio virus in the environment. Next article, U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccines cause autism, and GlaxoSmithKline is paying out millions of dollars under the table to vaccine victims. Next article, drug giant pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing, basically defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. So let me ask you something, folks. When you retire and you don't have enough Medicare, which is Social Security, because companies like GlaxoSmithKline defrauded the system, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to say controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater, anti-ismist, pro-phobe? Is that what you're going to do? We appreciate you tuning in, folks. You all have a great day. Pretend we're all Americans and the government's working for us.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.